CRI News, I'm Qi Zhi. China's securities watchdog has vowed to crack down on illicit securities trading to stabilize the market's recovery. China's Securities Regulatory Commission has asked local authorities to verify the authenticity of securities accounts. Institutional and individual investors will be prohibited from lending their accounts to each other. Meanwhile, more than 300 companies have announced resumption of trading today, a move believed to further boost investors' confidence in volatile market. Xu Xiaoming, vice president of China's top court, has been investigated for serious violations of discipline and laws. A statement announcing the probe was issued by the CPC Central Commission for Discipline Inspection on Sunday. No details have been released yet. Xu Xiaoming joined the Supreme People's Court in 1982. Another 9 people have been confirmed dead following an explosion at an illegal firecracker warehouse in North China's Hebei province, bringing the total to 15. The blast occurred Sunday morning in a town in Ningjing County. More than a dozen people have been injured. Investigators are looking into the cause of the explosion. A fifth victim of last month's fire during the concert at a water park in Taiwan has died. The 22-year-old woman had suffered burns to 95% of her body. The fire started after a large amount of colored powder was ejected from a stage during a music event in New Taipei City. The powder ignited as it landed on the audience. Nearly 500 people were injured. 406 of them remain in hospital, with 214 listed in critical condition. Typhoon Chanham has brought strong winds and heavy rain to the coastal areas of Shandong province as it passed nearby. The city of Yantai issued a yellow alert warning of strong gales. The city of Qingdao also launched an emergency response, dispatching over 280 teams to prevent possible flooding or wind damage. China's National Observatory has issued a yellow alert for high temperatures as the country is entering the height of summer. A heat wave will hit central, eastern and northern China today, with the temperatures in some regions rising to around 40 degrees Celsius. Since mid-May, some northern regions have been suffering from drought due to continued hot weather. Eurozone leaders are gathering in Brussels for a make-or-break summit over the Greek debt crisis, trying to reach a deal that would pave the way for a third bailout for Greece. The leaders are discussing new proposals put forward by their finance ministers. They've reportedly suggested Greece could temporarily leave the currency bloc if no agreement on a bailout is reached. However, French President François Hollande is said to be strongly opposed to that, pledging to try his best to seek an agreement at the summit. Without a debt deal in the coming hours, Greece faces financial collapse. The country's banks have been closed for the past 2 weeks and are running out of cash, while the country's economy is suffering from capital controls. Diplomatic sources in Vienna, where the Iran nuclear talks are underway, say negotiators plan to announce an historic deal on Monday, capping nearly a decade of diplomacy that would curb Tehran's atomic program in return for sanctions relief. Final details of the pact are said to be still under work. The current negotiations have run more than 2 weeks and blown through 3 deadlines. 35 people have been killed in Iraqi capital Baghdad in car bombs and suicide attacks, targeting mainly Shiite Muslim districts. The city has faced a wave of bombings by Islamic State militants. The deadliest attack hit the northern Shab neighborhood, where a car bomb followed by suicide blast killed 19 people. There is no immediate claim of responsibility, but Islamic State militants, who control much of northern Iraq and the province of Anbar, west of Baghdad, regularly send bombers into the capital. Mexican authorities are questioning 30 employees from a high-security prison after the country's most notorious drug lord, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, escaped through a tunnel built under his cell. It's his second jailbreak in 15 years. The kingpin slipped out of the prison in central Mexico through a tunnel more than 1.5 kilometers long. He bribed his way out of prison during a previous escape in 2001. Guzman's powerful Sinaloa cartel is believed to control most of the major crossing points for drugs at the U.S. border with Mexico. And that's the news from CRI. I'm Xi Zhi in Beijing.